Kilayim, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel, 7-3. The following Mishnah picks up where the last one left off, talking about certain scenarios which are aser to plant grains and greens in close proximity to vines. But if one did it, enu makadesh, it doesn't render what you planted aser bahana, that it had to be burned, etc. So we have four more cases like that. This really is a review of what we've seen in previous Mishnayos up to now. So this Mishnah sort of serves almost as a review. So just take the big picture, and I'll really speak out the second part of the Mishnah first right now. There are three basic areas of halach in Kilai HaKerem that cause what was planted to be Asr Bahana. Number one, you can't plant grains or greens within six tfachim of the trunk of any vine. If you do, Asr Bahana, Makadesh. Number two, you can't plant grains or greens within four amos of the work area around a kerem, a vineyard. If you do again, Makadesh. And number three, you may not plant directly beneath a vine, even if you're quite far from the trunk. Doesn't matter. Directly beneath the vine of a grapevine is, again, forbidden to plant. And if you do, what you planted there and the vine above both are Asr Bahana. So we have seen, however, a number of cases in the Mishnayos where it also said you may not plant your grains or greens there. But those cases we'll see are, while forbidden, are not going to engender the halach of Mekadesh, of Isr Hana. So here we have those four cases. The Mishnah says in Gimel, Elu Osrin Velo Mekadshin. The following planting scenarios, where the way the vine is planted, Osrin, forbid the planting of grains or greens there in a certain area. But if you did plant in those prohibited areas, Velo Mekadshin, what you did plant doesn't become Asr Bahana. You just were over a generic of, but you still can enjoy the fruits, so to speak, quite literally, that grow there. So the first is the Mosar Chorban HaKerem. The bartender learns this is referring to the first Mishnah in the fourth parak, the beginning of Hilchos Kilai HaKerem, called the Karachas HaKerem. You recall if you had two vineyards, and there was a section in the middle. Excuse me, I said that badly. You have one vineyard, which had a clearing in the middle, so now you have two vineyards left on either side. We said you can't plant in the clearing in the middle unless you have not the usual four amos distancing from each side. Rather, you need a total of 16 amos, or you can't plant there at all. 16 amos from the edge of one vine trunk to the edge of the other one. So the missionary says, well, you can't plant there for the whole 15 up to 16 amos. If you do, what you planted there is not usr, provided again that it not usr bahana, again provided that you're not within four amos of the vineyard on either side. The second case, that's how he learns Mosar Chorban HaKerem, a destroyed kerem. The second case is Mosar Mechol HaKerem. You'll remember again, back in the beginning of the fourth parak, that we had the Mechol HaKerem, the perimeter of the wall that went around the vineyard. And we said, although normally it's just four amos work area around the vineyard, if you have a wall that surrounds a vineyard, so then the prohibited area extends out to the wall, unless you have a total of 12 amos from the edge of the vines to the wall. And if you do have 12 amos, then you could just distance four amos from the edge of where the vines are planted, and then plant the rest. But if you have less than 12, you can't plant anywhere, even beyond four amos of the vine trunks and the wall. So here the Mishnah says, if you do plant beyond four amos, while it's asr, it's not Mekadesh, doesn't make what you planted Asr Bahana. The third category is Mosar Piske Aris. You recall the Piske Aris, that was, you have the trellis vines over the wall, you had a break in the middle, so it leaves you with sort of an aris on the left and aris on the right. We said you needed the eight amos va'od, eight and a bit, in order to plant there. If not, you can't plant anything beside the wall between the two sets of hanging vines. Here we're saying that if you did, while it's prohibited, it's not Asr Bahana unless you planted, according to the Bar Tanura, within six tfachim of the trunks of either of the vines on either side. Again, remember that the picture of the aris is you have five vines in a row draped over a wall. And that being the case, the vines themselves at their trunks don't constitute the kerem. It's something else, the aris, which is the problem, and therefore it's not a four amma, but rather a six tefach requirement, distancing midoraisa from the base of the vines, that would be Mekadesh. Beyond that, not. And the fourth case is the Mosar Apfioros. You'll recall the Apfioros was the lattice. We said the din of Bittel, that if you have a vine, even an individual vine, one vine, trained over some extension, let's say a beam of wood. So we said the whole beam or the whole lattice work, as a papyrus literally means, all becomes subordinate to the single vine and has a halacha like it, meaning just as you can't plant beneath the vine, you can't plant beneath anywhere under the entire lattice work or beam on which the vine is trained. However, while that's true, you can't plant beneath the entire lattice work or entire beam. If you do, provided you're not directly beneath the vine, while it's also to do it, it's not in Makajin, it's not going to make what you planted beneath the apifioros, not beneath the vine, asur bahana. However, says the Mishnah, aval, these things, tachas agefen, directly beneath the vine, vavodas agefen, within six tfachim of the work area around the vine, va'arba amos shibakerim, or four amos around the perimeter of the work area of a vineyard, hare elu miskachos, those three areas are prohibited to plant, and if you do plant there, what you planted there is asur bahana, as well as the grapevine above, and must be destroyed.